This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2218. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded November 23rd, Antarctica, Australia, Brazil, Canada, China, Colombia, Cuba, Egypt, Finland, France, Germany, India, Iran, Isle of Man, Japan, Korea North, Mexico, North America, Qatar, Russia, Turkey, Turkmenistan, Ukraine, UAE, UK, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. I still rely on remotes in Argentina to pick up LRA 36 Antarctica. 15475.98, reduced carrier USB. But the Saturday, November 18th broadcast was being heard direct into southern Canada. No doubt, with better antennas than mine, Walt Simonov says, a great signal at 2335 UT into Masset, BC. Sounds like a ham radio contact, but maybe an interview with an operator there and someone on the mainland. McDummage in Sherwood Park, Alberta agrees. Yes, absolutely booming into central Alberta tonight. Eric Fetterswalp in Lake Stevens, Washington says, the audio is not always at an understandable level, but I can hear it here near Seattle using either of my antennas as of midnight 5 UT Sunday. You can even hear the audio somewhat when my radio is just operating with a whip antenna. And Gilles Letourneau of the official SWL channel says, good signal at midnight 9 UT in Montreal on my Yaesu FTDX-10, an outdoor in-fed antenna. Matt Francis in NSW forwards a story from ABC that Radio Sydney has turned off time pips, deemed irrelevant in an age of digital radio and smartphones. The last pips were to be played on ABC Radio Sydney's 2BL 702 kHz at 08 UT Thursday, 23 November. The story adds, when the BBC decided to stop playing pips on some channels, it commissioned a symphony orchestra to make a new piece of music incorporating pip-like sounds to be played ahead of the news. So that explains the theme, if you can call it that, to BBC World News America on TV. Wilbe Garcia, PU3HAG in Porto Alegre, Brazil, tells me that Voz Missionaria 5940 at Balneário Camboriú, Santa Catarina, had a problem with their 49-meter transmitter at some point the previous Friday night or Saturday morning. But they recovered since November 21st at midnight 41 Zulu. And there's more. Along with the fix, they've also been putting a weaker but still readable signal at 5847 kHz. A few hours later, I tried for both but could not hear them. They're always quite weak. Speaking of off-frequenciness, this applies even to the high-power Radio Nacional Amazonia. On November 19th at 0804, after they signed on for the morning, 2509, I found them on about 6179.95. Later that day at 2203, Wolfgang Büschel in Germany measured them on 6179.938. Canadian Coast Guard Marine Weather broadcasts are among few signals one can still hear on the 2 MHz band. November 22nd at 746 UT, I was hearing Newfoundland and Nova Scotia, scheduled as their first broadcasts of their local days, on 2749 VCO Sydney, Nova Scotia, and on 2598 VCP in Placentia, Newfoundland. The latter starts at 737, and the former at 0740 UT. According to IB, the transmitter sites are actually Port Caledonia, Nova Scotia, and St. Lawrence, Newfoundland. Sounds like the same synthetic YL voice. You must be quite busy. Wolfgang Büschel forwards an item from the IARU Hamband Intruder Watch about a broadcast on 7,000 kHz at the edge of the 40-meter band, as heard in Germany, at 2115 UT on November 4th. He suggests it's 99% sure to be the CNR1 program from China and lists all the frequencies known to be on the air at that time, from which I pick out the two that make the mix, 7620 over 7310, another 310 kHz below. What I call a leapfrog mixing product. Eric Fetterswalp in Washington State says, I've heard Al Caravan Radio frequently from Colombia on 5910, but it's a very nice signal right now at 06 UT, November 21st, continuous Latin American music. Of course, it's actually slightly on the low side of 5910. In the NASPA flash sheet, Ralph S. Perry in Illinois asked about 4765 Radio Progreso Bejucal, Cuba. A nice signal at 0150 November 14th. Electronic voice pop dance music. Question, has anybody ever seen a QSL out of these dudes? When they came back on the air like a dozen years ago and excited all of us, Arnie Coro of RHC promised they would treat international listeners well. Ha! Oh. November 21st at 0745, I found no sign of spy numbers on 9330, nor have I lately, checking during the 07 UT hour. Instead, just WBCQ. Rick Martin in Arizona confirms this. He says, long lecture by a man in Portuguese from BCQ, strong but choppy signal. Most notably, no co-channel Cuban number station for weeks now. That's also true with all their other number schedules. A close observer from Florida of Cuban radio, David Crawford, replies, the last HM01 spook report seen here before its re-disappearance was 26 October at 0635 Zulu by Ari Binder. Bauta lost at least one more working transmitter, 9535, in early October. So HM01 was competing for RHC resources and losing, perhaps, since HM01 long-period repetitive content suggests that it is a contingency-only medium now. Not counting 4765 and 5025, I'm not hearing more than three RHC Bauta at a time, routinely 9710, 11760, and 15140, and pop-ups sometimes on 6100, 9650, 11670, or 11950, within that total. The maximum RHC and CRA Kivikan observed here was currently is 4, and still 0 from Bejucal site. The trend does not bode well for the future of RHC on shortwave. Radio Cairo, Egypt has been showing up way off frequency when it does make an appearance for the English sesquihour at 2115, nominal 9440. November 17th at 2138, Utenta was measuring it on 9442.4816, and quite steady. Something's amiss at Abbas. It may be a different transmitter than the one which had been 5 hertz below 9440. This was also reported previously by Ruben Pankov in Bulgaria, DX Fanzine, on the 22nd of October at 2115 on 9442 approximately. Then on November 20th at 2120, there was no signal at all. On November 21st at 2135, I measured it again, 9442.489. Finland Non, a new program called Echo Helsinki, has appeared on Channel 292 Germany, 9670. Igor quotes, Friends, our sponsor internet provider, Bahnhof, has opened a branch in Finland and intends to create a Russian-language anti-war radio station there, similar to Echo of Stockholm. If you are a journalist living in Helsinki, write to us. And the schedule linked at the Channel 292 website is 21 to 22 UT, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, November 21st, 23rd, and 25th, and perhaps more to come. For more mini-Transat weather broadcasts or race standings, just above 21640 from Issoudun, France. Yes, the mini-Transat race ended on November 17th when the final vote arrived. The winner, Federico Waxman from Uruguay, arrived at Guadeloupe already on 10 November, ahead of 27 others. A station in Germany rarely reported is Deutscher Wetterdienst. John Filiozzi in Florida reports it on 5905 at 0607 UT November 15th with a shipping forecast, with heavy interference from Colombia. Ron Howard in California replies, had my first reception of it on their other frequency, 6180, November 19th from 0620 until off at 0630. We're not sure who is behind it, but there is a program called Music for Joy, 4 being the number, now reported to be in DRM only via Now in Germany. Richard Langley in New Brunswick says, I could only see the DRM signal weekly on the waterfall of my KBSDR at 20 to 21 UT on 9810. Too weak to even decode the transmitter information. Cyprus wasn't getting a sufficient signal, but one in France was getting a very good one. Non-stop techno music. Not to everyone's liking, including mine. There was supposed to be both journaling and images transmitted during the broadcast. There are 3 other Music for Joy transmissions from Now in schedule, maybe not any better. His report was dated November 16th. Congratulations to Joe's Jacob in India, who's celebrating 50 years of BCDXing and radio activities as of 23 November. Besides his regular ham call sign, VU2JOS, he has a special call sign, AT50JOS. Joe's also keeps us updated about Akashvani, formerly All India Radio, shortwave schedules. Among the broadcasts I mentioned last week containing an English segment, the Indonesian hour at 0130 has changed frequency from 15200 to 15280. And Joe's Jacob also says in the DX India group that besides all those English spotlight segments in various language services, a similar Hindi segment has now started. Heard Sunday, 19 November, the Hindi program New India Samachar, translated as New India News, was heard at 1345 to 14 UT on the Pashto service, 11560. It's normally broadcast by some stations in the domestic service at 15 to 1515 UT. David Koenig of the excellent site Interval Signals Online says, after 2 weeks of trying to track this down, Voice of Palestine, Voice of the Islamic Palestinian Revolution, on Iran's state broadcaster, IRIB or VIRI, I heard it on 20 November at 1830 to 1930 UT on medium wave 1224 kHz, clear reception via a remote in Qatar, and 765 in parallel with very poor reception, co-channel to Saudi. A quick sweep of the 49 and 41 meter bands did not turn up any shortwave frequencies for it. It was, of course, in Arabic. Some sources list another broadcast unfound at 0320 UT. Kai Lufrich replies, the 0323 slot is on this output at www.digitalbitrate.com. And the playout of the Palestine program is there for a separate Sir John transmission, for which HFCC data shows 6070 and 9645. Eric Fetterswap wonders about a constant loud electronic noise on 6090 from 1715 past 1730 UT on November 21st, as recorded via a remote in Japan. Is this jamming or something else? Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight replies, also heard here in the UK, this dit-dit-dit type of jamming surely originates from Iran. I remember the same type on Radio Fardaz medium wave frequency 1575 some time ago, before they discontinued AM. Actually, this jamming is directed against the BBC, scheduled on 6090 via Oman and 5875 Armenia at 17 to 18 in Persian and 18 to 19 in Pashto, also spoken in Iran. Both are suffering from the same jamming signal. I guess the Iranians are not happy with BBC news coverage of the current news about the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. And I inquire, is there any such jamming on all the Radio Fardaz shortwave frequencies? I have not noticed any. And Alan Holder replies, no jamming noted on Radio Fardaz shortwave at present. Iran stopped jamming them several years ago, I'm not sure of the exact date. Not worth the effort, considering Fardaz's output is mostly popular music, with short 5-minute news and occasional 30-minute magazine-type shows. Also, he says, I checked Iran TV International shortwave relay today at 10 UT on 15630. There is a strange hum on the signal, but I don't think it's jamming. More likely trouble with the audio link from studio to transmitter. In the British TS Club, Simon Hockenhull got this reply, 17 November, from Manx Radio on the Isle of Man. We are turning off our AM 1368 transmitter for a few hours during the night, midnight 15 to 4:45 weekdays, and 1:15 to 4:15 weekends. Both a cost-saving measure and to reduce our carbon footprint in accordance with our legal obligation to support the island's net-zero carbon emission strategy. AM radio is a low-quality legacy technology. Listening has declined significantly in recent years. The AM transmitter used a large amount of electricity, difficult to justify. And if you tune in via FM, DAB, or the web. Simon says, I got this depressing reply from Manx Radio after the overnight shutdown of Foxdale on 1368. They failed to recognize that one AM transmitter covers most of the Isle of Man, and poor quality audio is often down to poor quality AM radios. A reasonable AM radio can sound as good or better than many FM or DAB radios. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, rule of radio 2218. A non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Joe Caberlin in Port Colborne, Ontario, who sent some spare U.S. dollars to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Takahito Akabayashi in Tokyo informs us that according to research by Ryota Motobayashi, JJ1 WTO, the Japanese Ministry of Internal Affairs and Communication will give and have given licenses to experimental stations in response to planned U.S. HF financial trading, all located in Chiba Prefecture near Tokyo and subsidiaries of U.S. HF financial trading companies. They include JS2RA for Chicago and JS2RB for the Philippines, JS2SA for Chicago, London, and Singapore, JB2XH for Malaysia, and one more no-call sign yet. The bandwidth is 10 kHz for the experiment, but 85 kHz will be required in practice. No frequencies given yet. Orion North, non. Ralph Perry in Illinois reports to the NASA flash sheet 7235, National Unity Radio via Tamsui District, Taiwan. Surprisingly here, on instead of 7245, and before that, 7200. Very good strength signal at 1250 with keyboard theme music and a woman with commentary in Korean, hammered by ham interference. 7200 was better. Ron Howard replies, thanks for this alert, National Unity Radio on 7235. Clearly a move away from CNR2 interference on 7245. According to the Aoki database, it's at 11 to 13 UT on 7235. Filed under Mexico, but it could be on this side of the border. Lucas Bandura in Sicamous, B.C. reports on 6974.9 AM. Mexican music such as Cielito Lindo. And an ID at 0322 as Zanahoria en Escabeche. I spell that first word Zanahoria. Eric Fetters Walp in Washington also hears it 0323. And Walt Salmaniv in B.C. pounding into Massa at 0334 with Mexican music and a slow scan TV image confirming the ID. Ron Howard reminds us that he had heard it before in November of 2020, as had I, but he recorded the ID in CW, which I was able to decode. Zanahoria en Escabeche, Escabeche. It means spicy pickled carrots, a Mexican dish I've had without knowing the name. Ron Howard says it was last reported in February of this year. I wonder why it's off the air for such long periods. Lucas Bandura replies, yes, one of the most interesting pirates. My guess on the long breaks could be anything, really, given that we know nothing about its operation. Could be a group of operators that only gather once in a while. It could be mobile in a remote location. It might be just that the operator is worried about getting caught if he is on more often. We'll probably never know, or know for sure what side of the border it's on. It's probably in Mexico, but close to the U.S. border. Dan Robinson says an EQSL for this was sent out by the Pirate QSL service this past September when they were heard. Eric Fetters-Walp in Washington State says, it's been a couple of months since I last caught the anti-religious pirate station YHWH on 7475, but I noticed a weak signal on 7475 at 0125, November 23rd. Josiah, back on the air with his preaching. He gave an ID and thanked listeners at 0130. Much stronger signal via the northern Utah remote. Then also heard by Walt Salmaniv at Masset, B.C., where he's been cleaning up after hurricane winds downed 50 trees. With an ID at 0140, he seemed to be signing off, but then started with another recorded sermon. Eric says he played the station's anthem, Days of Hard Life, around 0230, spoke an epilogue, and signed off around 0240. Note that that's an hour or two earlier than his previous broadcasts. G. Freitas in Brazil discovered an ID unlisted in Arabic on 15385, 17 November at 1747, off at 1759. Arthur Posner replies, it started several days ago on 15675 and 15385, relaying Al Jazeera Arabic television sound. So this is filed under Qatar Not with a Q. Tariq Zaidan in Cairo replies, first time we heard this was 15 November around 1130, on 15675 until 1400. Later on 9965, around 18, but weaker than 15675. On the 16th, only one transmission, 15385 at 16 to 18. And that's the only one for the past few days. No mention whatsoever about being on shortwave, nor do they reply to inquiries. Wolfgang Mischel says USAGM remote monitoring shows the site of transmission is Wolverton, UK. However, we've not been hearing it since, such as November 22nd when I tried at 1700. These apparently had been tests. Thanks to a tip from Walt Salmaniv, who was hearing it at 0457, I listened to the jazzed-up choral version of the Soviet hymn or the Russian national anthem played over and over in a loop every 3 minutes and 28 seconds via the remote in Holland. 11032 USB. Walt said direction finding suggested it's near St. Petersburg. Lucas Bandura, NBC, says multiple frequencies are known for this, currently 6828, 7032, 7649, 8514, and 9310, all USB. I hear it at 05 to 06 UT, but there are other transmissions. There is a rumor that this is a military station in Franz Josef Land, but I cannot confirm for sure this is true. Voice of Turkey continues to be unreliable for the English hour to us at 23 UT on 5960.005. It was absent on both November 19th and 20th. When they are on the air, the schedule announcements at sign-on and sign-off are wrong. In Rusty X, this translated from the site obob.tv. Turkmenistan authorities have begun to block TV and radio from neighboring Uzbekistan. Given that Uzbek TV and radio channels are considered by the population in Turkmenistan to be simply a hotbed of free thought compared to their own TV and radio broadcasting. Richard Langley has been trying to monitor Ukraine security issue, the English segment, Real Lithuania 1386, at 01 UT. But at least in English, it's often been missing since November 10th, according to Alex Miatlikov. While Salmaniv replies in the middle of the Muscovite invasion, I'm not surprised broadcast is in turmoil. Via Wolfgang Büschel, this from the DARC in Germany. 4 years after the ITU World Radio Communication Conference 2019, the follow-up event WRC 23 is taking place November 20th to December 15th in the Dubai, UAE World Trade Center. Radio regulations and use of terrestrial and satellite-based spectrum applications are checked and revised. Of course, amateur radio interests are being represented. Via the British Jazz Club, we see that transmissions of BBC Radio 4 Longwave, 198 kHz, have been interrupted several times during the mid-morning hours. On November 21st, Mike Cooper in Atlanta says, VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine has now morphed into Flashpoint Global Crises. The change took place earlier this month. The first daily airing is at 22 UT, Mondays through Fridays. On November 23rd, I heard WRMI 15770 still carrying it until 2200, although I did not hear the program named, and for a few minutes there was nothing at all about Ukraine. It must have been almost 24 hours old at that point. By the way, 15770 was booming into New England, but not at all to Old England or Europe. Regarding last week's news about VOA not referring to Hamas as terrorist, Mike Cooper, who monitors a lot of VOA, via the web at least, refutes this point of view. Policy is really no different from many other Western news organizations. They themselves do not denounce Hamas as terrorist, but they are quite free to quote others doing so, and they do. And in fact, as long as 12 years ago, Dan Robinson himself was quoting others that Hamas is a terrorist organization. Uncle Bill Telford comments, "This has more to do with the profoundly degraded capabilities of our media generally to produce our own actual original journalism. I found rather quickly that U.S.-based media were mostly a waste of time as key news sources about the conflict. My regular diet for that right now is usually a mix of I-24 Israel, Al Jazeera English, and TRT World with a side of BBC and DW. A similar problem applies to Ukraine. WBCQ seems to have been having a lot of problems. The main transmitter on 7490 has been off the air and replaced by a weaker unit, which is on the plus side of the frequency instead of the minus, or sometimes not on the air at all, in which case the 7490 programming may be moved to 5130 instead of Trump. This might have applied Wednesday the 22nd at 2200, but World of Radio was not to be heard on either frequency. Bill Tilford says, "There's apparently been a perfect storm of computer issues and ongoing problems with 7490's usual transmitter, currently on a lower-powered backup." As of November 18th, an update from George McClinock about the status of WTWW. 5085 dropped off the air, but was soon restored. The number 2 transmitter is still scheduled at 22 to 04 UT. He said he couldn't get 9475 to stay on despite a couple of brief tests. They might have the Continental guy back in late November or early December for 4 days to work on it. His name is Al from the Philippines, now retired in Dallas, whose first language is not English. It all depends on when some more parts arrive. One shipment came 2 days before. Mechanical, not electronic, parts are needed. George has been cleaning up number two and labeling number one. He says number one is beyond filthy. It looks like a cat crapped in it. Un-ID white stuff. Bierman is handling all the programming and has some client prospects for 9475 once it's operational. Still uncertain whether it's going to be sold. The neighboring property has been reclassified as commercial or agricultural, and to be combined with WTWW property if it is sold. But George hopes the station will survive as a shortwave radio. However, by November 23rd at 0324, I found 5085 reactivated earlier than expected. Mike Cooper forwards a long story from the New York Times of November 19th. The NYPD is upgrading its radios. The public won't be able to tune in. A new $500 mega radio system the New York Police Department introduced this past summer encrypts officers' communications, meaning the public, including members of the press, will no longer be able to listen in. The project will take at least 5 years to complete, though some frequencies have already gone dark. The debate over whether to encode transmissions is playing out across the country. Most law enforcement agencies in California have hidden their real-time communications to comply with a 2020 state mandate meant to protect the names of victims and witnesses that are spoken over the airwaves. The Chicago Police Department was expected to fully encrypt its system by this year, making transmissions public only after a 30-minute delay. Those who oppose the shift, including elected officials, news outlets, and advocates for demanding more accountability from law enforcement, argue that encryption inhibits such transparency, erodes trust in the police, and prevents crucial information from being reported quickly. The transmissions are monitored not only by news hounds, but by neighborhood groups and people who make a hobby of being tuned into city life. At a news conference in July, Mayor Eric Adams said that bad guys listen to the radios, and I have to make sure that bad guys don't continue to be one up on us. He did not say whether reporters or members of the public would have access to these communications. Radio Vanuatu continues to use 9960 until 0658 UT. It's monitored by Ron Howard, California, on November 19th, and then switching to 3945 with some Sunday religious songs. However, on November 22nd, from 0547, there were many emergency PSAs due to earthquake and tsunami warning. As seen on CBS Sunday Morning, November 19th, a segment about a painter called Ed Ruscha, who makes paintings of the word radio, which are extremely valuable. You might look it up on the video of that program, or just search on R-U-S-C-H-A radio paintings. The propagation outlook from SWPC. ANKNC is peaking at 16 and 5 on December 5th. Quietest dates of only 5 and 2 are November 29th through December 3rd, and another peak to 10 and 3 on December 12th. Unsettled to isolated active levels are expected on 21 to 25 and 27-28 November, as well as 4 to 7 and 12 to 13 December, due to coronal hole high-speed stream influence. 10.7-centimeter radio solar flux peaking at 155 November 30th and December 1st, and down to 140 by December 6th. With many thanks to all our stations and contributors, Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2218, inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.